Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miami Westminster Christian, there's a program as well. Through the years, Coach Ed Holly, had some really, really good programs. But all of a sudden, they're looking for a new head coach. And as far as I'm concerned, they couldn't have found a better one because as somebody who played the game, as somebody who's been around it all of his life, Coach James Collier has been that guy who combines faith with academics, with athletics, and discipline. And he is kind enough to join us this evening, new head coach at Miami Westminster Christian, Coach James Collier. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And I know they pushed you into this job pretty quick, but you're the type of guy that's going to adjust. Yeah, hey, how you doing, Coach?
Oh, hey, okay.
I had this great build-up for you, and then there was nobody there. I said, wow, I gave you a great introduction.
Then I didn't have blue, I jumped off sides, brother.
Oh, man. Well, hey, while we have welcome to Westminster Christian. I know I said if anybody is going to embrace this job, it's you.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, you Amen. Have all the things that it takes. You've been there. You've done that. Your faith, obviously,
yes,
is huge.
Your discipline.
Your discipline. Talk about this. I know you've been thrust into this position pretty quick, but when I saw you the other day, you look like you're blending in really well.
Hey, man, I tell you what, Larry, the old ball coach used to say, man, I've been coached by some greats, and it's just that truth never dies. You know, certain things, you don't have to reinvent the wheel because the wheel still works. And they always used to tell me, you know, if you're already ready, you don't have to get ready. And no, it may sound cliche. It's not fancy. It's not sexy. It's not going to get you, 100,000 followers on Instagram. It's still true, you know. And I was taught, first of all, my father, very large dictator, and then coaches all the way up the ranks, all the way from, high school with Sam Miller on up to, Senator Tommy Tuberville. Congratulations to him on that. Sure. But I've always had the right men to steer me the right way. And it means a lot for me to be in the position I'm in. I've been on the job 9 days as of today's practice end. And it's been a whirlwind, brother. But you know what? You bend your knees, you get a flat back, man, you take care of business.
I agree. And you, like I said, in that great introduction that I had for you, if there's anybody that
you ain't gonna let me live that down, bro.
Nah. That was probably our fault more than it was yours. But the whole thing is having watched you play in high school, having watched you play in college, and you bring up a key name in Sam Miller, a guy who's really been there and done that. I mean, look at all the people that, all the student athletes that he's molded in and out of the classroom.
Right.
And somebody who's gotten a whole, a bunch of generations ready for the next level. And that's important. And I know you feel the same way because you want to embrace this job in that same manner. You want to have your kids
the
coming years say the same thing about you.
Talk about
that, because I think that's so important. We kind of concentrate so much on the X's and O's, like I was just telling Coach Chu, that we forget about the discipline. We forget about the things that – because how many kids, truthfully, on any roster is ever going to play at a major college?
Bro.
Probably no. 95% are going to play, NAIA or Division II.
Right.
And then after that, and you know, how many kids are going to play in the NFL?
That's right.
0.1%. So
that's right.
What you're doing, which every coach does, but what you're doing is getting your kids ready for life. And obviously being at a faith-based school, parents send their kids for a reason. They, maybe back in the day for baseball, a couple of kids probably went there because the baseball was so awesome there with Coach Hoffman.
Right.
But now, you look at a lot of these schools like Westminster Christian. You look at a lot of these schools throughout South Florida that parent, like Berlin Jesuit, that parents send their kids there because of the values, because of,
yes,
you know, and talk about that, because I think that's one thing that probably puts you on that playing field with anybody else, is because you're there, yeah, to develop kids and teach them football, but you're also there to win the game of life.
That's right. That's right, Larry. You know, Blue, it's not enough, you know, and if I'm being straightforward between the eyes with it, a lot of coaches believe it. They do believe it, but it's just not communicated on a consistent basis enough. You know, when you start talking about the game of football, I was taught one of the biggest things that, you know, I believe has allowed me to be put in position that I've had all through my life, to strategically almost to the point, ordained, if you will, is that I've always kept the main thing the main thing. Now, that took teaching. You know, that really did. I'm no different than any other kid, you know, from an adolescent standpoint, meaning, you know, you want to get into some mischief, you know, kids maybe doing something over here you deem as cool. And I went through all of that. It's just we didn't have the distractions that these kids have today. I didn't have an iPhone. I didn't have to worry about, you know, getting on YouTube and filming everything I do. I didn't have to, you know, look for followers to a social media. All I had to worry about is to know how to do the dance when I had to go to my middle school, you know, party, or if I had to go to the prom. I didn't want to look like an idiot. Those are our biggest things. Now, right, it's an influx. You know, it's an influx of negativity left and right with these kids. And so for me, the main thing that I tell my coaches and myself that I've expressed to them right off the gate in these 9 days is we are here for the big three. I've been saying that since I've been coaching now 21 years. Hard to believe that. I just had my 43rd birthday. But I've always said, listen, guys, first, I got to be a great husband. Second, they got to be an amazing father. Third, they got to be an awesome leader in the community of their choice. I don't care if that's Cambodia or Palmetto Bay. If you are not coaching from that standpoint, if your underlying narrative doesn't have that same denominator, then it's only a matter of time until you lose them. Now, I know that's hard to hear. Sometimes coaches, you know, may even, you know, I guess suck their teeth or cut their eye. I mean, I hear that. But at the end of the day, you got to have Jimmys and Joes. Okay, that's fine. I get that. But what happens when they turn 18, you just talked about it, Larry, and their cleats have to be put up in the locker? What happens when they go to college and they get to an Alabama and they are sixth on a depth chart? What happens when they finish school and they played lights out in college, they didn't get drafted, and they are slammed in front of life? What are you supposed to do now when you've been catered to for 18 years?
Yep.
And so if I'm not coaching from the proper denominator, you end up running into a lot of problems with these kids down the road. And I just cannot disservice young people that way. I won't do that. I hold the whistle to a hierarchy. To me, you have a lot of people that abuse it. I will not be one of those people. It is an esteemed position. It is right up there with teacher, policeman, fireman, priest, and parent. You are in the actual lives of young people. And so what happens is you if you only focus on the cleats when they take them off, they got nothing. So, yes, we're going to be big on X's and O's. We're going to do it a certain way. We're going to be disciplined. We're going to walk the halls in a line, one head, one line. We're going to make sure we had a 3.0, not because FHSAA says so, but because we ought to just want more for ourselves. Everybody's not going to be able to keep this thing going on the gridiron. What happens then? I believe if we had a world with some more, you know, excuse my friends, not to get crazy here, with just, you know, men, you know, we eliminate some of this other stuff going on. But what happens is we're pacifying children, and we're doing it sometimes through sports, whether unconsciously or consciously. I cannot be like that. So if I only have 15, 20, like I got 28 right now, those 28 will be well-equipped on and off that football field.
Good stuff. Coach James Collier joining us, Miami Westminster Christian. And I'll end it like this. It's not where you start out. It's where you end up. And I know that you believe that 100%. I wish you nothing but success. We'll talk. I'll come out there and see you guys. But welcome back, because you deserve this. This is a great opportunity. You're a class act, and they're going to love it down there, and you're going to love them. And have a great evening, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Blue, thank you for it, man. I appreciate it, brother.
Good stuff. Coach James Collier, the head coach, new head coach, 9 days in at Miami Westminster.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.